So I'm here with Stuart Taylor from Microsoft Research in Cambridge, and you're the guy behind Vplay.
Yep, it's a piece of software that I've been writing allows you to do.
How'd this start? What is the application for people who haven't seen it yet?
Okay, so Vplay is a piece of software that allows you to do live video mixing on a Microsoft Surface.
Very cool. And how did it start? What was the thing that sparked this?
Okay, so I've got a personal interest in VJing. So VJing is kind of analogous to DJing, but VJ as in video jockey. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a sort of live performance art where the VJ will mix video clips, typically doing it in real time in environments such as clubs, gigs, festivals, etc. And the output of the video mixing is typically projected in the performance space. So it's sort of adding a visual backdrop to a music performance or a live gig.
And how long have you been working on this?
On the piece of software, I spent, 6 months or so sort of on and off over about a year back. So and then sort of other smaller bits of time sort of since then.
And let's see how this works here.
Okay, so basically I've got a bunch of objects actually up on the table to start with just to speed the demo, but I've got an output window here which typically would be projected in the performance space and then a set of video clips.
So the output space, that would be projected onto a wall or something?
Absolutely. So, or let's say if there's a live band playing, projected sort of on a big screen behind the mm-hmm. Behind the band. So we've got some video clips here. If I drag a clip over towards the output window here, we get this little connection between the two. And all of the connections are based on proximity of objects on the surface. So if I just drag this away, it disconnects, drag it towards, it reconnects. When a video clip connects to the output, it automatically starts playing, so you just get that instant output. If you want, you can touch it, pauses it, you can drag it around to kind of scratch the video, you can play it forwards and backwards. So that's kind of the simplest setup to start with.
Very cool.
What else can we do? So let's add, let's pick a different video clip. Let's go for this one here. So this is just a little piece of footage I shot a number of years ago of an air traffic control radar. And that's just the clip running by itself. If I add a pixelate effect in, let's just spin this back around and reduce the pixelate. So sort of minimum pixelate looks like the original clip.
So it's like a video filter. It snaps in real time.
Absolutely, yeah. That is, in essence, is exactly what it is. And then in this case, I say it's a pixelate effect. We can rotate that around to control the level of the effect. If I just quickly bring up, so I've got a zoom effect. If I just take out the pixelate to start with, we drag that around, and in this case, it's a zoom effect, so rotating it zooms the output. And we can chain these things together, so we can pixelate that, and again, we can zoom this in and out. Got another effect here, which is an outline. Let's just bring that around and zoom that back down. So again, we kind of you begin to build up a little pipeline, as it were, of
very cool
of effects.
Yeah.
So that's kind of something relatively simple. We've got another object here, which is a mixer. Let's just pull these out of the way. And what a mixer allows you to do, as the name suggests, is to mix between two different sources. So we've got these two video clips,
And it's mixing by its proximity to the video clip?
Indeed, yes. So the length of the input to
and
the
what does mixer. Spinning the ad do?
Okay, so this mixer object has built into it a number of different mixing techniques. So, mm-hmm. So for example, simple alpha blending between these two. So as we drag the mixer back and forth here, which is altering the length of the inputs, what you're getting is basically a crossfade between the two. You can do other things like luma keying, so actually let's put it on.
So the spinning changes the effect.
It changes the type of the mix.
Yeah.
Let me just rehook those up. So here we go. We've got we're doing a luma key, which basically is quite a hard mix between the two. If we drag this back round, so if you add the two, again, you get a slightly softer mix between the two. And it really depends on the type of effect and what you're really looking for in the output.
Very cool.
So again, you can come back and you can just hook these things up. So we've already seen the outline effect there, but now we've got it running through a mixer with another video clip. Let's just think about... let's just go for one of those. What I should have done beforehand was to actually get a slightly more complicated arrangement of objects set up. So we've got a set of objects which I've been demonstrating here. Each of them have, in a sense, a set of rules, so the rules control the way that things hook up. Mm-hmm. So let's just have another mixer object. So what I'm trying to do, what I'm setting up here, is a little feedback loop, which is going to allow, hopefully, if I get this to work, let's just hook in another effect into that feedback loop there. Okay, so, and if I, let's just hook that in there. So what we're doing now, I've got this little feedback loop whereby we've got a source video clip coming in, being fed sort of through to the output. But some of the output is being kind of tapped off and fed back through in this little loop. So what you end up with is kind of some of the output back into the input mixed with the input.
So I'm just seeing trails now
exactly,
at the rave.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's just... It usually takes a little bit of work just to get this set up to get some really good output, but and let's try it with a slightly different input. Okay, so you get the idea. So it's taking one video source. And just playing around with it and doing some fun stuff with it and getting mm-hmm. some very different mixed up outputs from it.
Very cool. So is this being used anyplace now?
It's not being used it's sort of commercially in a sense. Mm-hmm. We've actually taken this out a few times to clubs locally in Cambridge, which is...
But it's at all the best Microsoft parties.
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah. So what'd you set up here?
Okay, so basically this is another little object that we've got here, which is a touchpad, which translates sort of a touch point through to just a red blob, which if you just hook the touchpad straight to the output, mm-hmm. you just see a red blob, not
yeah.
very interesting.
It's a fingertip on the screen.
Basically. So what I've done here, again, is create this little feedback loop. In this case, got a rotate object in there, or rotate effect. So what it's doing is taking a bit of the output, rotating it and feeding it back into the input along with the original touch point. The upshot being that you get kind of these swirly patterns, and then
it's like a disco ball thing going on.
Yeah,
here.
It's kind
nice.
Of kaleidoscope sort of effect. Depending on the amount of rotation, you kind of get different effects. We could add. Let's just bring up another effect. If we put, let's say, a jitter effect in there. Let's just hook that in. So now. We can start to let's just pull that back there. So that's kind of a little bit too much. Let's let that die away. And again, sort of lots of different effects.
Very cool.
So one thing about this, particularly doing feedback loops, well, any feedback you can get it to a rather unstable state.
It is a feedback loop.
It is indeed. So let's just pop that out and add a delay object in there instead. So. What we might now be able to get it to do is kind of start doing stuff moving around without actually touching it. Just bringing that back. And obviously, we can go back in and we can start adding video into it as well.
Cool. Very nice. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Okay, thank you.